Micah by Laurel K. Hamilton. Chapter 1. It was half past dawn when the phone rang. It shattered the first dream of the night into a thousand pieces so that I couldn't even remember what the dream had been about. I woke, gasping and confused, asleep just long enough to feel worse but not rested. Nathaniel groaned beside me, mumbling, "What time is it?" Micah's voice came from the other side of the bed, his voice low and growling, thick with sleep.
"Early."
I tried to sit up, sandwiched between the two of them, where I always slept, but I was trapped. Trapped in the sheets, one arm tangled in Nathaniel's hair. He usually braided it for bed, but last night we'd all gotten in late, even by our standards, and we'd just fallen into bed as soon as we could manage it. "I'm trapped," I said, trying to extract my hand from his hair without hurting him or tangling worse. His hair was thick and fell to his ankles. There was lots of it to tangle.
"Let the machine pick it up,"
Micah said. He'd raised up on his elbows enough to see the clock.
"We've had less than an hour of sleep."
His hair was a mass of tousled curls around his face and shoulders. His face was dim in the darkness of the blackout curtains. I finally got my hand free of Nathaniel's warm, vanilla-scented hair. I lay on my side, propped up on my elbow, waiting for the machine to kick in and let us know whether it was the police for me or the Furry Coalition hotline for Micah. Nathaniel, as a stripper, didn't get emergency calls much, just as well. I wasn't sure I wanted to know what a stripper emergency call would be. The only ideas I could come up with were either silly or nefarious.